Unity. I would like to encourage our counterparts from Karabert, Lusaland, Maclin and the surrounding RMs to make the effort to attend the West Central Committee meetings. The format has changed to 7 meetings a year, 3 of which will be via Zoom. You can attend virtually and in person when time allows. The discussion and presentations are excellent and informative. May 25, we had representation from the Ministry of Highways discussing the role of our ATPC, Area Transportation Planning Committee. The representatives stay and address all questions. We have had reports from physicians, the coroner, Safer Communities and Saskatchewan Health, just to name a few. It's an opportunity to have our questions answered directly. We are better able to provide answers to our residents. I would like to strongly remind residents to be responsible for their pets. Neither cats nor dogs are allowed to roam in the town of Unity. Our bylaw permits us to trap animals, seize, and impound them until their owners pay the appropriate fines. We are prepared to take this action. People have the right to dig in their gardens and flower beds without dealing with pet feces. They should not have to replant 4 times. Residents should also be able to walk anywhere in Unity without worrying about a dog, who could be aggressive, approaching. Pets are wonderful companions and deserve to be cared for properly. This means keeping them in your care at all times. They are not the neighborhood's responsibility. It's nice to look out my window and see the construction work happening. They believe the contaminated soil has been addressed, allowing the work to continue. Remember to watch for notices on detours and how to access the parking lot for the services provided in our building. I had the pleasure of visiting Heritage Manor last week and visiting with residents there. Council has also been invited to Parkview Place in June. We look forward to attending. Work on the curling rink is scheduled to start the 3rd week of June. The Unity Credit Union Aquatic Center is open and ready for you. Check out the ballpark, its busy season is in full swing. Check out the Uptown posters for the many varied activities you can enjoy in Unity. Western Days will be celebrating 40 years. What an achievement, congratulations. Remember to volunteer to help out when you can. The Unity Heritage Museum is planning for their Canada Day celebration sponsored by the Unity and District Chamber of Commerce. You will notice some changes to the town office. We were fortunate to be able to purchase some lightly used office furniture at a great price. Staff have been working on the setup as time permits. Eventually, we hope to renovate the office and make use of the space efficiently. The fire ban that was issued early in May comes from a decision made by Unity's fire chief and communicated through social media and the town sign. The fire ban was lifted after the May 24th rain. However, residents are still asked to be cautious with their backyard fire pits and ensure they have a proper permit for use. With respect to the recent announcement of allowing alcohol in public parks, the town of Unity will be going into a bylaw review in the fall and will consider changes at that time. Regarding the use of golf carts on municipal roads, this matter will also be considered in detail once council reviews the regulations set out by SGI. We do not have immediate plans for implementation. I'm very excited about graduation at the end of June. We can celebrate another group of young people heading out to make their mark in our community, province and world. Thank you all for your part in our community and wherever the future takes you. Know that we'll always be here doing what we can to help you succeed.